What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you're having a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. Today, we're going to be continuing with our series on feminism. So let's delve in. Last week, we looked at who some consider to be the godmother of the woman's movement, Mary Wollstonecraft. Mary is perhaps one of the first to introduce people to the idea that an oppressive male hierarchy is responsible for the subjugation of women. Her view of the female as a human being independent of womanhood and motherhood is also an important concept to keep in mind. We turn now from Mary herself to her family, who likewise played a significant role in the development of womanist thought. Mary Wollstonecraft died after giving birth to a daughter. This child was also named Mary, and also became a famous figure in history. Her full name is Mary Shelley, and she is the author of the timeless Gothic classic Frankenstein. Mary Wollstonecraft's widower, William Godwin, refused to attend his late wife's funeral. Godwin was an avowed atheist, and therefore a pure mortalist. A few years after his wife's death, he remarried a woman named Mary Jane Claremont, who had a daughter named Jane. Soon there were five children in the household. As the French Revolution played a key part as the backdrop for womanism, so did the Romantic movement. Rising up in response to what they perceived as the coldness of Enlightenment rationalism, the Romantics instead emphasized poetry, passion, imagination, and emotion. The Romantics were fiercely anti-Christian. They saw individualism and freedom as primary, and they were not afraid to challenge the status quo. One prominent Romantic author and poet, as well as pioneer of womanism, was Percy Shelley. Shelley came from a wealthy family, and as the heir of a considerable estate, his riches afforded him the ability to pursue his unconventional interests, which included fire, the occult, secret societies, and women. Like Godwin, Shelley was also a dedicated atheist, and his 1811 title, The Necessity of Atheism, got him expelled from Oxford. Shelley would tie himself financially and intellectually to William Godwin. At a dinner with the Godwins, Mary, Jane, and Fanny, Godwin's three daughters, all quickly fell in love with the appealing Percy. Both Mary and Jane, who later changed her name to Claire because she thought it sounded more exotic, ran off with Percy to travel through Europe. Despite his literary achievements, Percy Shelley was actually a monstrous man. When he ran off with the Godwin sisters, he was already married. His wife Harriet eventually took her own life after Percy abandoned her. Fanny, Mary Shelley's older sister, also fell hard for Percy and likewise ended her own life after Percy seduced her. A strong proponent of free love, Percy Shelley saw the bonds of family as constrictions. He fathered many illegitimate children and had a son and daughter which he had with Mary Shelley, who both died because of Perry's callous and careless disregard. When we think of free love, images of the sensual revolution of the 1960s and 1970s and the rampant promiscuity of our own day tend to come to mind. But the thought world of Fifty Shades of Grey can be found as early as the 18th century writings of the Marquis de Sade. And contemporary polyamory and hookup culture can be traced back to the free love lifestyle and romanticism of Percy Shelley. A less known feature of Percy Shelley's is his interest in the occult. Though an avid atheist, Shelley often searched for dark spirits. At 16, he was found attempting to summon the devil. On another occasion, he snuck into a church at night and locked himself into a burial vault, hoping to see ghosts. Percy also took to pen in formulating his thoughts about Lucifer, women, and the romantic ideal. Rather than looking upon the serpent's temptation of Eve in Genesis 3 as something evil, Shelley reinterpreted it as a genuine opportunity for the first woman. Though he never met his mother-in-law, Percy was an admirer of Mary Wollstonecraft's work. In his poem, Revolt of Islam, Shelley introduces us to the character Cyntha, personifying Wollstonecraft's female as human independent of woman. Cyntha is the embodiment of the womanist revolution. Cyntha is the woman as pure individual. She has no connections, not to motherhood, not to a father, not to a husband, not to children. She had only one connection, to Satan. Not to be forgotten is Percy's wife, Mary Shelley. At the young age of 18, she wrote the horror classic Frankenstein. If you haven't read the book and plan on doing so, there are spoilers ahead. But some scholars, like Cary Grest, have seen in this work a picture of Mary Shelley herself. Like the lost creature who follows Dr. Frankenstein to the ends of the earth, Mary followed Percy around Europe, never to be truly loved by him. And in this, we can perhaps also see the fatal flaw of womanism. While Mary advocated for free love, it seems she was unable to reconcile that with motherhood. In 1818, two of her children, little William and tiny Clara, died within a short 5-month period. Clara was unable to recover from a bad fever after Mary went to Venice, per Percy's desire. William, who Mary lovingly referred to as Wilmouse, died of malaria in Rome, despite the fact that the family was warned of the disease and told to leave the city. The character of Cyntha and woman as independent human run completely antithetical to the view of womankind presented within the pages of Scripture. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul writes, "For man does not originate from woman, but woman from man. For indeed man was not created for the woman's sake, but woman for the man's sake. Therefore the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. However, in the Lord, neither is woman independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as the woman originates from the man, so also the man has his birth through the woman, and all things originate from God." Here we see the apostle affirm male authority and motherhood, two of the biggest enemies of the womanist campaign. Though the Holy Spirit consistently testifies in the Word that men and women are completely equal in dignity, value, and worth in the eyes of God, whenever mention is made of the relationship between the two genders, the Bible always speaks in terms of hierarchy. As this passage teaches, the husband is the head of the wife, and woman was created for man. But in the same text, Paul likewise emphasizes the glory and grandeur of motherhood, and that man is not independent of woman. It comes as no surprise that Percy Shelley's Cyntha is connected with the devil. To imagine a woman as independent of man or family or others is to contradict the message of Scripture. And of course, the evil one would want to spread such a vicious lie. Cyntha, like Mary Wollstonecraft's independent female, laid the foundation for later womanist thought, which we will explore in future videos. We live in a time when one of our biggest enemies is womanism. In the midst of this challenge we face, let us continue to uphold the faith once for all delivered to the saints, biblical patriarchy, and sacred Christian marriage. The source material that I use for this video is available in the description below. It's primarily from Cary Grest's title, The End of Woman, How Smashing the Patriarchy Has Destroyed Us. It's an excellent read, and I definitely recommend it to you. All right, that's a wrap for now, ladies and gents. If you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.